monastery was so good that he was offered a position in Rome. The monastery was sad to see him go, but extremely proud of his talents. The next day, they began the search for the new bell ringer. A guy shows up that day, and he has no arms. The head monk says,
"Well, sir, although we don't discriminate against those people with disabilities, I'm afraid I can't see how you will be able to accomplish this job."
"Just give me a chance,"
says the armless man. The head monk consents, and they go together to the bell tower. When they reach the top, the armless man runs full speed into the bell with his head. The monk is amazed and agrees to hire the man.
Everything goes well for a while, but one day the armless man runs at the bell, misses, falls off the tower, and dies. On the ground, the townspeople gather around his body. One townsperson, Gregorio, turns to his friend and says,
"Who is that man?"
His friend Hans says,
"I don't know, but his face sure rings a bell."
Wait, that's not the joke.
2 days after the unfortunate accident, another armless man shows up to apply for the job of bell ringer. Even though he has heard of the unfortunate accident, he still wants the job. He is hired, but in a couple days he misses the bell and falls off the tower.
The townspeople gather around the newly dead armless man. Gregorio says to Hans,
"Well, who the heck is this guy?"
Hans replies,
"I don't know, but he's a dead ringer for that other fellow."
Wait, that's not the joke either. Another armless guy shows up, gets the job, and falls to his death. The townspeople gather around him. Gregorio says,
"Who's this guy?"
Hans replies,
"I don't know, but he seems to have the same appearance as the other two men."
"It's probably because he doesn't have any arms,"
Gregorio ventures.
"Yeah, probably,"
Hans deduces. Stop. That's the joke. The end.